You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday. Welcome to Psychic View, my wonderful little live program where you call in and you ask me a specific question, and I answer your specific question. By the way, I just want to let you know that this broadcast has been on Blog Talk Radio now for, over 10 years. Go figure. I was on regular radio. I started out in 2003. I have been professionally licensed as a reader since 2002. And Las Vegas, when you get professionally licensed as a reader, it's not a test of psychic ability. It is a criminal background investigation. So the readers that have the psychic arts license, it's very specific to Clark County here in Nevada, they have to go through a criminal background investigation. So when you come to Las Vegas and you're looking for a reader, whether it's me, or you could always have a reading with me over the phone, which is why we do this wonderful little radio program. Look for a person that has gone through the criminal background investigation to get this license, because those are the individuals, the intuitives, that are seeking to make what we do as readers a legitimate business, because it is a business, and we're here to help people, and we use our intuitive ability to do it. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna. I'm in California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. You sound really far away.
Oh, okay. I'm up close now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you take me off speaker?
Sure. Is that any better?
Oh, that's so much better. Okay. What's your question today?
Oh. Wonderful. I have a friend named Pete. He's blind. I look after him like 3 hours, four times a week. And he had mentioned that he is going to leave me in the will. Was he serious about this? Is he going to do so?
I'm not sure if, okay, what it's saying here is that there's this sort of lazy or complacent vibration around him. And that I think part of it is that he really likes your company, he really likes that you help and all that. But I almost wonder if there are other family members or somebody else around him that might make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay. Because he said yesterday that he spoke to his lawyer, but then I didn't. You know, I didn't inquire any more onto that, you know. And then he said he has one brother who's a billionaire. And he said, my brother said to say hi to you. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. I like your brother. And I'll have to say hi to him as well. And then,
here are my doubts. Okay, I'll tell you why I have doubts. Because the way your cards are coming up, there's a card that talks about your an unfairness connected with your hard work. All right? So the fact that you go and you spend time with this fella, you know, 12, 16 hours a week, what it's saying here is that there's an unfairness connected with your work as far as this gentleman is concerned, but it may not be coming from him. Then there's this card that talks about a procrastination, so a delay. So while he may have said that to you, what it's saying here is that it might be something he's bouncing around with his attorney or whoever, but I'm not sure if it's going to end up in there right now. In a way, if I was a magic eight ball, right, and you know how you picked up a magic eight ball and you turned it over and it would give you an answer, right? Yes, no. Well, in your case, uh-huh. I'm getting ask again later. Seriously.
Okay.
The feeling I'm getting is that nothing has happened yet. You're not in the will right this second. and there's a complacency. So, which means that there would have to be some re-signing. There would be some, there's some other things that have to happen. And what I'm getting is there's sort of a complacent or lazy quality to the question. So, does he like you? Yes. You wouldn't be going back if he didn't.
Right.
Does he like you? Yes. Does, but what I'm getting here is that, that he may not have actually done it yet.
Okay.
Because there's a complaint.
Right.
So the thing is that I wouldn't bring it up again, all right?
No.
Well,
I never bring it up.
No, of course you didn't. But what my point is, Donna, is that what I get here is that there's he may have mentioned it, but I don't see that it's done yet.
All right.
All right,
yeah,
gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Mona. You have
all
a
right,
great day.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hi, 845. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Lucy. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is about what the card said about my financial future or present and future, please.
Okay, so you just want to talk about money.
Money, yes.
Okay, so there's some... Sorry, I was getting a sip of coffee. So there's a fella here that I like. All right. Now, the interesting thing about this fella is that he's somebody that's very opinionated. He's the popular Donald Trump kind of vibration. In other words, Trump on a good day. All right. And somebody that is very opinionated, very quirky, makes his own rules. That's what this guy's like. Now, I know that's not really the answer to the question, but what it's saying here is that there's something about this man that he helps you in some way. So it's somebody that I actually think that you get pretty close to. But this is somebody you can't – it's not going to be a jump in the ocean kind of thing. It's going to be put your toe in the stream, and then it leads to the ocean. So this is somebody that finds you attractive, a good companion, somebody he can talk to. And the reason why I'm bringing him up connected with money and finances to you is that this is somebody that might provide for you a means for money. So whether that is ultimately a romantic connection, or that is somebody that brings you a job or brings you an opportunity or brings you a project, it's going to be through that fella. And so the funny thing is that while you're worried about money, it says here that you're always able to create it to come to you. So I'm not worried about money for you because according to this, you seem to create it as you need it.
Yeah, I just asking because I'm doing a lot of process and I'm very prosperous at this point. Then I wanted to see if the cards are going to show me the war or something like that.
No.
Or
see, here's the
something
thing.
Something magically,
I'm looking at your cards, Lucy, and I'm going, I don't know why she's asking me about money because money's not
but
the
I
problem.
But I don't worry at all. Yeah, no. I got laid off. And then I was like, thank you, God. You took my shackles from my arms, from my feet.
Exactly. In other words, you were let go from something you didn't want to do anymore, and even though it was uncomfortable, you're actually doing okay. So, because what I keep getting here is that money is not the new adventure for you. According to this, there's this fella. That's what I mean. It's like I could actually say your adventure in the next, say, six to 12 months has nothing to do with money. It has to do with love or this relationship.
Mm.
So, all right, gal pal. Keep doing what you're doing. Whatever you're doing it right.
Thank you.
All right, Lucy, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 443 area code. Hello, 443. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Suzanne. How are you?
Oh, hi, Suzanne. What's your question?
My question is, what do you see as far as my potential for changing careers?
All right, let me see. All right, first and foremost, Suzanne, you have got to love the job. First and foremost, okay? Because I'd rather you be in a job that pays you, I don't know, $5,000 or $10,000 less a year and love the job than you be in a job that you hate, where you feel like you're looking over your shoulder because there's a bunch of backbiting, jealous, evil, ugly, icky people around you. I'd rather you work in something where it feels like everybody's kind of part of the team, all right? So the thing is that it's interesting because you've left jobs because of the small-minded people that you seem to find yourself around. So I think the big karmic lesson here, Suzanne, is about you deciding that I want to be around people that I actually really like and admire, and that I don't want it to feel like there was this huge competition for you to get the job. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, do you remember the movie The Devil Wears Prada?
Yes.
Okay. You remember they keep telling her a million girls would kill for that job?
Right.
And it was a really hard job. And it was not really worth it in the long run. I mean, she got to the point where she realized, okay, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And so she went on to do what she really wanted to do. You're kind of her, right?
Okay.
So we don't go after the big swing and dick job that everybody wants. We want the job that we like to go to. You know, it's so funny. Here in Vegas, and I have to tell you that I was really surprised to find this out. Here in Vegas, if you're the person that walks around and wipes down the machines and cleans the ashtrays, you know you make almost $20 an hour?
Wow.
I know. And I was really surprised by that, that the porters, the people that go around, the quiet people that go around, clean the machines and empty the ashtrays and make sure there's no trash, all the other, pick up, you know, abandoned player cards. You know, those people, they make almost $20 an hour, which means the people at the front desk, the people that are interacting with all these lovely, you know, people that are coming to Vegas and thank goodness we're reviving and all of that great stuff, they probably make $25 or $30 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So $60,000 a year, basically, to just be nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours a day, and in most, I'm just describing what it's like to do that job, because 8 hours a day, two small breaks, half hour break for lunch, and the breaks are paid for. So you're at the property working for 8 hours, but an hour of it is being paid for your breaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cool gig, if you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
So all I'm trying to tell you is that don't go after the job where you need to be the shining star. Go after the job that you just like. And by the way, the thing is you can be passionate about any job you do.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you think about it, you could just be passionate and because, you know, the spiritual interaction that somebody has when they interact with anybody, I mean, whether you go to the grocery store and you connect with the, I mean, I know every one of my my grocery store people. They all know me. And I've been walking in the same grocery store for over 10 years. But it's, in a way, it's a spiritual connection. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, gal pal. Go take on the day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area 720. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Oh, hi, Randy. What's your question for me today?
Hi, I am having trouble with my coworkers at work. And I'm worried about my job, honestly. And I'm just wondering what you see.
So, Randy, what kind of work do you do?
Two co-teachers that are very good friends. Yeah.
So, here's the cool thing. The kids love you. Let's start with that. The kids think you're pretty swell. You're agreeing with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kids love everybody. They love people.
Okay.
It's not hard to
love
kids. Yeah.
See, there's one person in particular here that I don't like that's around you.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is somebody that's got an incredibly huge ego.
Yes.
Okay.
You're good. Yes,
so,
you are on the ball.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to ask you a question.
And she's great, honestly. She's a really good teacher. Like, but she is, has a big
no,
ego.
No, she's a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch, too. She's both.
Okay.
She's a good teacher, but she's a bitch.
Okay. So here's the thing. She knows it, by the way. She knows that she's hard to work with, and she's baffled why people don't like her. That's why she's bitch, all right? So here's the thing. I'm going to ask you a question. You love the job, right?
I like it. Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Okay.
It's
no,
not
no,
my,
no, you
my
just,
end job,
sweetheart.
But it's, I do like
hang on,
it.
Hang on, hang
like
on. Back
it.
Up, back up.
I don't
want to
right now.
No, back up. Hold on. I get it. The
okay.
reason I asked you that is if you didn't absolutely with 100% of your being go, yes, I love the job. You like the job. It's okay. Okay?
Yeah.
You realize that the universe does a couple things when you're supposed to make a change. You're either offered something so
I don't want to change.
Hold on. Wait. Let me finish. If you're either offered something so effing amazing that you have to leap after it, or you're made so uncomfortable where you are that you have to come up with a solution to either make the...
I don't know what the solution is.
Well, hold on. I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to help.
Okay.
All right? That's why we're here, Randy. Randy, you're cute as a bug. I just want to hug you. I'm going to adopt you as my niece. I'm just saying. Okay. So what you do... The second thing is you're either made uncomfortable and you have to make a big change. Now, there's a book I always recommend to people to read whenever they're dealing with people that can be kind of assholes, all right? And it's a book called The Four Agreements. Have you ever read it?
I've always started it. I never completed it.
Okay.
Don't take
okay.
me personally is one of them. I
well,
know.
That's, yeah.
yeah.
But the funny thing is they take don't take things personally is usually the last one, the last agreement they talk to you about because it's always do your best, which you do, be impeccable with your word, which you are. You are pretty good at not making assumptions. And the last one is don't take anything personally. Her behavior is a reflection of her, not a reflection of you. Okay. So I just summed it up for you, but I really would like you to read it because it really helps. And it'll only take you an hour to read it. So the whole book, an hour, you, okay. So, but here's what I would do is that she is somebody that needs, and I'm using underlined capital letters bold, needs to be acknowledged. That's why she's such a bitch, all right? There's something in her psyche that just needs to be appreciated. Okay? Now, the more publicly you do it, then you're out of the barrel with her. You're not the one that she's going to be targeting. Okay? Because she thinks it's her against the world. All right? Now, your big lesson is basically getting along with someone that is hard to get along with because there's a little bit of a narcissist going on there. Okay? So, all you do is, in a way, without taking anything personally, cater to the fact that she's a narcissist. All right? Now, you can't sprinkle compliments like they're candy sprinkles with her. They've got to be very carefully chosen. And when I say a compliment, I mean, wow, I really like the way you explained that lesson. That was cool.
Okay. Yeah.
And you just drop it and don't expect a reaction. And by the way, this is going to take a lot of, you're going to laugh. I want you to treat this woman like you're training a dog. You reward the behavior you like, and you absolutely ignore the behavior you don't like. All right? When you start, people remember, little kids, this is great with little kids, by the way, great with boyfriends. Reward the behavior you like. Ignore the behavior you don't like, all right? You'll start seeing more of the behavior you like, all right? And you'll know
okay.
you have one when she goes, let's have coffee. Let's go take a break together. All right? Now,
okay.
the thing is that she's the one that feels that nobody understands her.
Okay.
So
I'm not going to lose my job if you don't see
oh,
that.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding? They have a heck of a time trying to...
We're having an admin meeting. We're having a meeting, and she said, you are terrible. You're just terrible, she said to me. She says, you don't do anything right. That's what she said to me. I know.
Oh, and so...
I know I do
so, okay. So what you say is, well, I'm new at this, but I think I've got someone really great to learn from.
Okay.
See, here's the funny thing, is that they can't find people to work with her because they know she's a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay? See,
okay.
the funny thing is that you are one of the brighter bulbs on the marquee, my friend. All right? So what you're going to do, you're going to treat her like she's Donald Trump on a bad day. I use
okay.
that example a lot, by the way. You know, there's Donald Trump on a good day, you know, when he was, you know, Celebrity Apprentice. And then there's Donald Trump on a bad day when, you know, everything he does offends everybody. Okay? So
right.
so she's Donald Trump on a bad day. And by the way, the more humor that you can put into her shenanigans in your head, the easier this is going to be for you.
Yeah, she's funny. She definitely has a sense of humor, so that would be,
okay.
that's true.
So the thing is that all you have to do is acknowledge what you think she does well. This is not you lying. This is not you being manipulative. This is you genuinely acknowledging what she does well.
Okay.
All right. And
well,
the fastest way to there's an old book. See, you're not old enough for this, but I'm going to tell you this book anyway. There's a book here out there called How to Manage a Difficult Boss.
Yeah. I don't
something
know.
Like that.
Right.
So, but here's the thing: huge ego. I actually think though, in the next couple of months, if you just don't respond to her barbs and look for the lesson on how you can be better. She can't fight kindness. But you're going to occasionally tell her the thing that she does really well. Like if she said something really funny or there was a situation in the classroom and you actually did find it very delightful and funny, say, oh my God, I almost peed my pants. That was so funny.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So just the thing is that her big issue is that she doesn't think anyone appreciates her.
Yeah, that's true, because she's always like, how come the admin never gives me a shout out? So you're right. That is
right.
true.
So
she
we
was,
just all we do
for
is
a
we
shout out.
Okay. There was I think this is an old movie. I think it's called All About Eve. And I think it's with Betty Davis. And Betty Davis is this shining star. And she ends up, through a series of events, hiring this woman as kind of her personal assistant. But it's a very lovely old black and white movie to watch. But it's all about Eve. It's so good. So look it up on,
mm-hmm.
you know, Amazon Prime and watch it, because it's just, it kind of speaks to what you're going through, but
okay.
you're basically dealing with a diva, and you have to treat her like a diva.
Okay.
So there you go.
I will. And so
all
you're
right,
promising
anybody.
I'm not going to get fired? You don't think
no,
fired,
you're not getting
so.
Fired. No, uh-uh.
Okay.
Just, all you have
okay.
to do is be the queen of cooperation, and at this meeting... And say, I'm so happy we're having this meeting because I really enjoy working with you, and I know I'm new.
Oh.
In other words, that's the attitude you take. You don't go in afraid. I'm so happy we're having this meeting. I really enjoy working with you. I'm looking to have you help me in the areas I can improve. Please help me with that.
Okay. Sounds
yeah.
good.
And
Thank
and the
so
more and before, sweetheart, before the meeting. Read the book, The Four Agreements, please.
Okay. I'll do it this weekend.
All right.
Thank
All right,
you.
Honey bunny. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.